One other story to relate to you. This airman that immolated himself in front of the Israeli embassy, Aaron Bushnell, our friend and colleague, Max Blumenthal, who's a latter-day Seymour Hersh when it comes to digging things up, found his orders. There it is. That he was ordered to be ready on a moment's notice to deploy to Israel. And it was, listen, I don't defend suicide. I don't defend what he did, but the American people need to understand it, and the media needs to address it. Not with an Israeli flag waving in the background like NBC did, and not without stating what it was about, like all the, look at those headlines, like all the major newspapers in the U.S. did. Only Haaretz gave a headline that said what it was truly about, in protest of American support of Gaza war. But the American public needs to know what we didn't know until Max reported this a few hours ago. You know, that American airmen have been told to get ready on a moment's notice to deploy, and it's mandatory. As soon as we tell you, you'll go. And this, put it up again, Chris, I think it was November when this, there's a date on there somewhere.
21 November, 2023.
There you go. Your thoughts.
You know, it's interesting when you go through this man's social media. He has a posting that says, a lot of people wonder, there it is. Many of us like to ask ourselves, what would I do if I were alive during slavery or the Jim Crow South or apartheid? What would I do if my country was committing genocide? And the answer is, you're doing it right now, which is nothing. This is the harshest indictment of American citizens that has been put out there by anybody in modern times. And it's done by an airman of the United States Air Force. He has exposed the American people for the moral hypocrites that we collectively are. We claim to be somebody who, you know, is a nation who stands for right, doing the right thing. And we all sit there and speak of this. But how many Americans have actually got off their butts and gone out and done something? You know, at least, you know, I'm not perfect, but at least when I say I want to improve relations between the United States and Russia, I get off my ass and I travel to Russia and I put it all on the line in trying to improve relations. I'm doing my best effort. There's other people out there to do the same thing for Gaza, doing the same thing. But the vast majority of the Americans are sitting at home doing nothing. And I think this man, this kid who has apparently a moral conscience that is it just consumed him. He's somebody who just said, I've got to do something. And he looked at the examples of history. I mean, if you study war, you know, one of the more telling moments during the Vietnam War is when the Buddhist monk immolated himself in protest of the conflict. It's an act that many people would say is an act of desperation, but how desperate was this kid? He had orders to go to Israel in a war that he couldn't support. He's on active duty. He has to obey these orders. And how, you know, so does he bottle this up inside and say, well, I'm against all this, but I'm going to do my job. I'm going to do my duty. Well, apparently he couldn't. But then he said, what do I do about this? How do I let everybody know about this moral, you know, crisis that faces not just me, but all of America? And he burned himself to death. I wouldn't do it. I don't have the courage to do that. There's no way I would do that. And a lot of people say, well, he's mentally unbalanced. Maybe what I say is this man's a freaking hero. Excuse my language, but this is a guy who believed in something, and he paid the ultimate price to send a message to get people to talk and reach in deep inside and say, what am I going to do about this genocide that's being committed in our name, our collective name? And it's not just being committed in our name. Our government's actively complicit. And that makes us, we the people of the United States of America, you know, this democratic republic that we have, we elected these people to act in our name, and they're doing things in our name that is criminal, that is genocidal. What are we going to do about it? And as he said, many people talk about it. They say, what would we do? Ask yourselves, everybody watching the show, look in the mirror. What would you do? And the answer is, you're doing it. Nothing.